Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And on this Memorial Weekend, I want to link up with a friend of ours. Actually, about 27 years ago, on radio, there was this guy who would not go away. And his name, John Leahy. And Kerry Mann, I thought maybe if I were to put him on radio, a couple of times, that maybe that would be the end of it. But anyway, how ironic that it took 27 years for my guest, John Leahy, to get posthumous citizenship for the Korean War veterans. And so let me welcome my friend of now 29, damn near 30 years, and John, you're very welcome to the program.
Adrian, thank you so much. You're so kind because you have kept us on the air and you have kept us in the news for many, many, many years. And I think you and I go back to Noah's Ark.
Oh my God! So, yeah,
it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on and kind of bring people up to date where we are. But then again, when you look at the situation in Washington with the way the veterans are treated now, I expect it's not much for us to be trying to get citizenship for a guy for 64 years that never got it, or a guy that should have gotten his Medal of Honor 62 years ago and never got it. So. But the battle still goes on, and we keep it going, and it's the likes of you that help us to bring it to the public.
Okay, I am only the messenger, and I know you've, I think both of us should acknowledge also that Ray O'Hanlon, the editor of the Irish Echo, is indeed has been tremendous too in keeping the story alive. But let's tell. The story, John Leahy, about, first of all, about your coming to the United States and how you became a member of the military, even though that wasn't in the cards when you left your native Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Well, back then, Adrian, when you were coming to the United States, the only way that you could come to the United States was with an affidavit of support that was sent to you, and whoever signed that affidavit of support, they were responsible for you for the first 2 years that you were in the United States. But then I came to an uncle, Dr. Maurice Leahy, at Sherman Square on Broadway there, and 10 months after I got here, I found another uncle by the name of Uncle Sam. And, of course, we knew that that was going to happen before we got here because you had to go to the American Embassy in Dublin and swear that you would defend the country if you were between the ages of 20 and 25. And then when you came, you had 3 months to register for the draft. And, of course, Korea broke out overnight in June of 1950. Mm-hmm. And 10 months after I arrived, I was up in Fort Devens, Massachusetts, in basic training, getting ready to be shipped to the Far East, to a place that I never heard of. And, of course, it was the same thing. The thing is that I think there was something like 50 of us in Fort Devens at the same time, September of 1950. That's when we all got drafted. And we got drafted to the Tennessee National Guard. And, of course, then we had, the regular rah-rah-rah of the basic training. And then one day we were notified that we were on alert and we were put on a train for California. And orientation and all the rest of the stuff there for a time, and then we were heading for Japan, another orientation there, and then all of a sudden we all wound up in the front lines of Korea. The one that is most prevalent, I expect, and the one that we should talk about most is because we have kind of made progress with the 28 guys that got killed and we got the citizenship for in 2003, but we have a fellow by the name of William Sherman Douglas from Outhaun Ord and County Down. He came to the country in 1947. He came to Erie, either Buffalo or Syracuse, someplace in that area. And he got drafted in 49. And he got killed the first month of the war in Korea. He got killed in July of 1950, which was just the first month, actually. And he was buried someplace for 2 years. Nobody knows where he was buried. And finally, he got a resting place in Elmira, New York, in a military cemetery. And I drove all the way up with my son to see where he was buried. And his headstone reads, William S. Douglas, the North of Ireland, buried here, 3/28/52, 2 years after he was killed. And here we are, 64 years later after he was killed, and he has never gotten his citizenship. So that's the biggest dilemma that we have right now. Okay.
Let's talk though about those who were forgotten, and indeed the struggle for 27 years to get the posthumous U.S. citizenship. And let me just preface this by saying that it's almost it seems almost impossible to think that those who entered the country in those times would be here. First of all of them pretty much were single, drafted into the army, killed, and that was their total introduction to the United States. What happened after the, or during the Korean War, that did not, you know, that brought about that kind of neglect? We had World War I, we had World War II. Korean War kind of fell off the burner altogether. Can you explain maybe?
Well, Korean War was classified the forgotten war because it was right after World War II, and everybody was getting over the growing pains of World War II, and of course Korea was then. But the worst part of the Korean situation was, like, we were promised our citizenship for 90 days after being in the service, and then of course Korea was classified a police action, so that gave the United States government the easy way out, that it was classified a police action and wasn't declared the war, so they didn't have to make citizens in case of war. Now, if you and I are brothers, and you were back from the front lines of Korea in 1952, and you're in the reserve for 5 years, and I am down in Georgia in 1953 when President Eisenhower got elected, and President Eisenhower made a blanket order that anybody in the military after 90 days automatically became a citizen. I became a citizen in 91 days, and here you're in the reserve, and they forgot about you. So you had to wait for 5 years. It was the stupidest thing ever.
Right.
What else is new when you stop and think of the situation we have now in Washington?
But
no better than it was then.
But as recently as, you know, this week and in the lead up to this Memorial Weekend, we still see Korea, and I'm sure one that makes your blood boil, the Korean conflict. You know, it still doesn't get the recognition, and that would be of little use to those who gave their lives, and God knows how many people were injured and how they made it out. A conflict, a police action, a war that took, you know, so many lives. It's amazing that even to this day, the historians or indeed the media are not sure what to call it.
That is correct, and it's just an unbelievable situation to think that actually it wasn't until Clinton declared it a war in, I believe, 1987. That it became, was declared a war. It took that length of time before they ever, you know, established it as a war, okay? Because, I mean, there was at least a dozen nations involved in it, and we saw them while we were there and everything else. But I will say that the Korean government, going back maybe up until about 2010, started a campaign that anybody that was in the combat zone could apply for a return trip to Korea at the expense of the Korean government. And in May 19th of 2012, I took advantage of it, and my wife Eileen and myself, we flew to Korea, and I want to tell you that if he wanted to be king for a week, that was about the best way to describe the way we were accepted. And the other thing is that when they gave us all our awards at a banquet dinner, I mean, you name it, it was a banquet. And I said to the guy in charge, I said, how about all the Irish guys that got killed in Korea? Don't you think that they should get the same thing? So they said, well, what proof do you have? Unfortunately, I had a website that was pulled up. And by the way, that's the website that we found William Sherman Douglas, because we never knew anything about him until then. That's when we found him in June of and in May of 2012. So he said, you know, could I have it? So I gave it to him. So he came back to me and he said, oh, I think that we can oblige you with all this. So he took the website and he came back and he said, when do you leave? So I said, we leave Saturday at noontime. So he said, oh, I think he said, well, in fairness to them, they came back with a box about 4 feet tall, about 2 feet wide. And there was awards for all the Irish guys that got killed. And, of course, five of the Irish guys that got killed are MIAs. Their bodies were never recovered. Mm-hmm. So then when I came back and I was crossing the international dateline, I said to Eileen, I said, I'll never hand-deliver, I'll never mail one of these to anybody. I'll find a way to hand-deliver them, okay? And I did, and I worked at it for quite a while and came up to New York and succeeded in hand-delivering to them. And a perfect example was Pat Dowling was helping me from the great hurler from Cork, and he was walking across Katona Avenue in the Bronx to deliver medals to Morris Foley to be taken back to Glen to cover the Limerick side of it. And he was halfway across the street when he met Billy Lee, who is from Glen, and he told him what he was doing. And then Billy Lee says to him, my wife is going to Glen tomorrow, and she'll take them back for you. And when she went back, the guy that she handed them to, which was the uncle of a guy that's an MIA, McHenry, the two of them went to school together. So there was a lot of, like I said, there was a lot of camaraderie that developed out of the whole situation. But I did succeeding in getting every one of the medals hand-delivered to all the families in Ireland as well as the families here. So,
And I think it should be pointed out, though, that for, you know, 28 servicemen, including your good self, this was great indeed. It was a great achievement, and you as the founder of the group and all of you who worked with it over the years. Senator Schumer and Schumer's office was indeed of great help. We've acknowledged that in the past. Now, there is, unfortunately, there seems to be another stonewall. It would be great if at your tender age of... I'm only passing this on. I mean, I wouldn't tell...
I'll give you permission to say that I'm 87.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, there you go now.
That's without looking at my mouth because I got false teeth.
All right. Well, I won't give my age, but you got 15 years on me.
Believe you me, I did the blackboard, so I know how to do the math, and I know how old you were when you came to the country and what year you came. So... keep going, and I'll mess you up.
All right. Like I say, you have 15 years on me, so I will. We leave it at that. Now, I suppose because you're talking about one person, and that's only by accident that you came across this, or why was William Sherman Douglas of County Down, why wasn't he on the first list?
Because I expect, maybe the surroundings, like he being lost for 20 for 2 years, wherever he was buried, and then when he was brought to Elmira, New York, which is a military cemetery, I spoke to the gentleman in charge up there, who was a fellow by the name of Brian McCabe, a young fellow from Long Island, and he said, we knew, he said, when his body came, that when his remains came, that he was not a citizen, because he said, going back, maybe about 8 or 10 years ago, if he wasn't a citizen, he wouldn't be buried in military grounds. Okay, so that was all lifted going back a ways because they had so many of them from different countries.
Okay.
But
now, far be it for me to put the cat amongst the pigeons, but for all we know, there may be others.
Oh, it's quite possible.
As well.
And you know what the other sad situation was? The posthumous citizen bill, H.R. 2623, was for every nationality, and I don't think there was anybody outside of the Irish and the driving force that we had with the likes of yourself and Ray O'Hanlon and all the rest of the people that kept it in the forefront. They never took advantage of it, you know, and it was, that bill was for every nationality because, I mean, I know there was Italians, Germans, Greeks, and anything else you could think of in the American Army, you know, through basic training and stuff.
Here's what the situation is, John Leahy. It would be terrific to add on, as well he is entitled to, William Sherman Douglas, who died for the United States and in the United States Army. It would also be nice to have a bill that says that if others should show up, whether that's one more or several more, that they also will be included. Because my great fear is that you're going to be bothering Ray O'Hanlon and myself, you know, for as long more. Although that's a come to think of it, we don't have to worry about 27 years. But you're not going anywhere any time soon, and I would like to get this resolved. So how do we go about it?
Well, the thing is that when the posthumous citizenship bill was passed in Washington on October 30, 2003, that bill was open to the public and still open to the public, okay?
So then what happened?
Like nobody took advantage of it. And like I said, you say to yourself, who is working the computers behind the lines to find out why can't there something be done for this guy, William Sherman Douglas? Because that bill was left open for that reason, in case there was any more that was, you know, that came under the blanket of that order. Okay? But the thing is that when you're speaking to politicians about the dead, there's nobody listening. They only want to know who's still able to vote. That's my unfortunate feeling. The only thing is now is that I may be able to inform you that we have two new people now that have come aboard on this situation, and they're both from upstate New York. There's one fellow by the name of Thomas Gallivan. He spells his name different to the Gallivans that we know. He was originally a state trooper, then he was a sheriff, and then he ran for a congressional seat up around the Buffalo area, and he was elected with an 85% election on his plate.
Victory, yeah. Okay.
He's a very, very close friend of Brother Gregory Miles, who was the chaplain for the state troopers, and he's the one that got me to connect with him. And he is now a senator, and he has taken on the cause for William Sherman Douglas. The other guy is John, Sean Patrick Mahoney.
Sean Patrick, indeed, yes.
From the Schenectady area. Mm-hmm. And I met him at a veterans picnic there a couple of weeks ago up here in Middletown. And he is anxious to get his hands on all the information and go on from there. We'll see what's that. But a perfect example of when we were speaking about veterans. When I was at this picnic, I met a woman, and, you know, we were talking about the Korean War and everything else. So she said, you know, she said, my husband came back a total invalid from the Korean War, and he was on 100% disability, and he died 2 years ago. And she said, when I went to the veterans informed him that he was never in Korea. So that'll give you an idea. The biggest problem with all this situation, with the Korean situation, is back in 73, when the fire broke out in St. Louis, Missouri, it was mostly the Korean War veterans, the records that were burned. That's one of the biggest downfalls. The other situation is like this Patrick Sheehan. Now, when Patrick Sheehan's body was delivered to his family in Ireland by two officers from the United States Armed Forces and a sergeant, they the officers from the United States Army said to the Sheehan family, and his mother, may she rest in peace, was alive at that time, his sister and three brothers, one day your brother is going to be recognized with a Medal of Honor for what he did. And what Sheehan did, and a lot of people don't realize what he did, was he wiped out a machine gun nest, and then went back and brought out the wounded with the medics, and then went back to bring out the dead. And when he was bringing out the last dead person, this I know for a fact because I spoke to a guy that was in the same outfit. His outfit was probably practically wiped out. There was only one left. And he is now kind of in invalid state, and he's in Mount Vernon, Ohio. But he told me that Sheehan, he said he had the guts of a lion, and he said he had such a will to carry on. It was just unbelievable. And when he was coming back with the last guy, the last dead guy, he got shot in the back. And, I mean, there wasn't too much more of an identity that you have to meet. But the thing that's killing the whole situation, why he has never gotten his medal, the guy saw him on the ground a minute after he got killed, but he didn't see him get killed, and they won't accept it, which is the stupidest thing ever. And now you figure in last March, I think they recognized 24, thanks be to God, Medal of Honor winners, even some of them going back from the 18th century. And here we are with this situation, but Sheehan was not a citizen when it happened to him, and he's now a citizen, and we'll go on with the fight as long as it takes, you know. So.
Now, what about all of the people? Because it is indeed recognized. First of all, none of this would have happened without yourself, and that's because that
well,
is
not,
true.
Well, not me. There's an awful lot of people.
I understand.
Thankful, you know.
But what I'm saying, that's exactly the point that I'm making out. What about not only those who worked in this ad hoc committee, but what about those who were very supportive when the number 28 was there? Do we know, or do you have a list of congressional people? Are they still around? Is there somebody we should be getting?
Well, I mean, a perfect example, Adrian. Take, for instance, where is Crowley in this matter? Where is King in this matter?
Okay.
Our own direct descendants, okay?
Okay.
They have never responded, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example. Like I said, thanks be to God for the Wooster crowd. They were the ones that set the ball rolling, and fairness to Schumer, he carried it on. But since then, he has not lived up to his expectations as far as what we expect from him. You know, this is another guy, and that's all we need. And the thing is that the likes of Tig Murphy, and Timmy Murphy, who are responsible for the headstone in Brooklyn,
right.
All we're doing is waiting for this guy to get his citizenship so that we can add his name to number 29 in the headstone.
Well, no. You have your friends in Brooklyn who I'm sure, you know, we are also on the march on this weekend, you know.
Under the direction of Kathleen McDonough, God
right.
bless the Brooklyn crowd, because they will never leave the cause died. I mean, they have the mass in September, and they keep different things, you know, St. Patrick's Day and all the rest of the stuff, the floats
mm-hmm.
and the whole bit going through. Because if you have ever visited any place and you have never visited Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, if you have a day, believe you me, it's one of the greatest places that you could go to visit and see history, especially the history of the Irish, going back to the 17th century and 16th century, that their names are there in place that fought for the United States. No.
Listen, John Leahy, here is the situation, and I would like to let the, since this program is rebroadcast in numerous areas across the United States and indeed around the world on irishradio.com, let us say that this is not, we are talking about any of our congressional leaders. The Congress people of today, maybe many of them are not even aware of the situation. So let's, whoever is listening, let us spread the word, because it's not just down to a few people. There can be a movement, and it took a great amount of effort over the years for you and all of those who had joined you. to get the posthumous citizenship, you know, for the 28 servicemen. Now let us at least include, as we know, William Sherman Douglas of County Down, and indeed hopefully get a clause there that if others should you know, surface in the coming years, that they also, without having to go through this time and time again, considering that the same amount of effort, the same amount of support has not delivered the possible citizenship for William Sherman Douglas. Let's try to kill two birds with the one stone here and get it for any who are discovered, that they will be included as well. So how do we get more information?
Perfect example of getting followed through. Back on Veterans Day, Megyn Kelly from Fox News was on television about, you know, about the veterans and what she did. And she did make a statement saying, if you have any problem with Veterans Affairs, please contact me. So I put a whole package together. I put a picture of the headstone. I put a picture of the website and the whole bit and send it off to a registered mail. And I know she got it, okay? So I hadn't heard anything from her. And a friend of ours who works for Fox finally got a hold of them and said, you know, guess what Megyn Kelly sent me? She sent me an autographed picture of herself saying, thank you for your service. You know what I did with Megyn Kelly's picture?
I hope it's clean. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. It's very clean. Mm-hmm. I said the last time that I got an autographed picture from anybody, it was on the front lines of Korea of Doris Day. And I'm returning your picture now, and you can return all the product that I sent to you.
Okay. Well, the last thing I need to do now is get you riled at this stage of the game.
Well,
how do we get the information here? Tell us, John Leahy. How is there a website? Can you get how do we proceed here to deliver on this?
The website is www.irishinkorea.org. Okay.
www.irishinkorea.org.
All small letters.
All right. And that's where
and
we get.
And then you can scroll down or scroll up, whichever way they go. I'm not too fluent in that kind of language. But you'll get the information, and you'll see a picture of every one of them that gave their lives, okay? And you'll see the picture of the five that are MIAs. It's all there for the taking. Okay.
On this Memorial Weekend, and I'm sure you'd be back next year and the following year and for as long as you're around. But let's see if we can get this done now while all of the tremendous accolades and commemorations are taking place this weekend. I think. Considering the efforts that you and all of you know, your colleagues in delivering what was the impossible, I think maybe this is a good time, considering the weekend that's in it, the day that's in it, to you know, follow through and get that one. And John Lee,
the thing is, Adrian, that anybody that's listening to your program and listening to this chat that you and I have had here, if there is anything that you can do to help, please feel free to do so, because we'll greatly appreciate it. If you know somebody that you can contact and get this thing to their attention or whatever the case may be, please do so, because it's the likes of you that we can only speak for ourselves. But there is a multitude of people out there that's listening to your program that can speak for many of us, and there isn't too many people out there that have connections. I mean, I have written to Congress people. A perfect example, I wrote to this guy up in Newburgh, New York. I know him for a number of years. His name is William Larkin. He's a state senator. A registered letter, never heard from him. Okay, and William Sherman Douglas is in his area. Okay. We hope that this new breed now that's coming in may come on board and row the boat ashore.
Okay. All right. The person that we're talking about, the single person who was only discovered after the tremendous success of my guest, you know, John Leahy, and that committee. His name is William Sherman Douglas of County Down. To get information, friends, on all of the 28 servicemen who were killed and who would have been long forgotten without the benefit of U.S. citizenship, log on to www.irishinkorea.org. Again, John Leahy, thanks for joining us on this Memorial Weekend.
Adrian, thank you so much for all your kindness. You have been fantastic, and it's the likes of you that kept the Irish in New York, as the Wolf Tone said, when New York was Irish.
Okay.
You have kept it that way.
Good. Thanks a lot.
Okay
and friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.